Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
You're listening to Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
The Broncos have awesome offensive skill positions, right? Right?
Pretty good. Pretty darn good.
Where do they stack up on ESPN's ranking of offensive arsenals?
I like this. Like 1 through 32?
1 through 32, no quarterbacks involved.
Okay.
And no offensive line involved.
Okay, just the skills. So we're talking about tight ends, wide receivers, running backs, and that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
I nailed it yesterday. I had a guess on the three-year projection for the Broncos. On where they stacked up.
What did you make of that? That was, I mean, this is
and that's a separate conversation. And I guess 24th. And that's where they were.
How can you rank them higher if you don't know who the quarterback's going to be?
That's exactly what I said, Zach.
Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said. You're right on. Exactly. If you don't know who the quarterback's going to be, I don't care what the roster looks like.
Right.
You can't project them to be a great football team. So.
And by the way, you can't project a roster for the next 3 years if you don't know if the coach is going to last past week 13.
It's another great point. You don't know who the coaching staff's going to be. You don't know what scheme they're going to be running. I mean, there's a lot in flux here. And so how do you project, how do you positively project good things for the Denver Broncos? You can't.
You can't. You can't. We can hope, but we can't definitively do that without those two boxes being checked.
I mean, yes, exactly. So I look at the Broncos right now, skill position players, and I say, man, it's pretty darn good. It's pretty darn good. Now, a lot of potential, okay? This group hasn't gone out there and done it yet.
Correct.
Right? And you look at some teams that have the Bills, right? I mean, wide receivers. I mean, they're tight end.
They're 13-3 last year, yeah. Playing on championship.
Well, but a lot of it is that quarterback. With no quarterback. I mean, they got the tight ends. Running backs are...
They're okay.
Okay, solid.
Dead and Singletary, Zach Moss.
Young tight end there, Knox or...
Dawson Knox. Didn't catch a single touchdown at all in college and is having himself a really nice start to his career.
But you know, you're not going to put the Broncos in front of a group like that actually went out there and did it, you know, last year.
And they got Emmanuel now. I think Emmanuel's
got Emmanuel, so nice that's a good one. Oh, yeah. It's another good one. I mean, the Bucks. I mean, the Cowboys, right? I mean, there's some teams out there that have actually gone out there as a group.
Browns.
Done it. Yes, Browns. That's another good one. So for the Broncos, I do have high expectations, but I can't leapfrog them in front of, you know, hey, how about the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And that group of receivers, running back.
Oh, my gosh.
They got a nice, solid tight end there. I think it's Fisker or something like that.
The tight end is Anthony Fursker.
Fursker, yes. Solid tight end. So, okay, spitballing here, Zach. I'll rank them at – I won't put them in the second half of the NFL. You know, I got them in the first half here.
Okay.
And there's a little house cleaning thing I got to help you out with here that you've kept on needing to clean up a little bit.
Go ahead. Could you just get that out of the way right now? Because that's going to
Well, you keep saying
me.
Five picks into the second round, and he was picked 35th, talking about Devontae Wade.
Oh, so that's three picks into the second round.
Yeah, because there's 32 teams.
Right.
So you keep saying five picks into the second round.
Right.
32 teams, and he's picked 35th. So
Aslak.
Oh, wow.
That's
my bone. I can't believe you said that earlier in the show. That was Zach Bye earlier in the show saying that.
Well, our audience is always changing, so the reason you just heard that, I said as a joke, if you thought Melvin Gordon trying to get out of bounds to get 1,000 yards, what's he going to do in a contract year? He's going to
Aslak.
Into Javonte Williams coffee.
And you meant
which
to say,
I was readily told that it's X-lax.
Yes.
But in my mind, when I said Aslax, you're laxing.
Yes. Yeah. We all know it's all the same stuff. We know what you're trying to. You just settle down. you just said the wrong words. So, I'll rank him at 13th, Zach. I was going to say 12, and the more we've talked, I've gone lower and lower. I'll say 13. And I have no clue if I'm, like, way off the mark or if I'm close. No clue.
These were ESPN's ranking of every single team's offensive arsenal. You have the Broncos ranked 13th.
That's my guess.
ESPN has them ranked at... Aslax.
No.
I'll tell you next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Zach.
So ESPN went through and ranked all 32 NFL teams just by their offensive arsenal. So no quarterback, no offensive line. We're looking at the running backs, we're looking at the receivers, we're looking at the tight ends. I asked you to guess where they are. You came to your own conclusion, and you put them at 13th.
If I had to redo it, I think I'd make them worse, but go ahead.
Why did
I just
you say that?
Because I look at, Cortland Sutton, he's coming back, but he's coming off of an ACL. You have Jerry Jeudy. Yeah, I got high hopes for him, but, he had a ton of drops last year. So, K.J. Hamler, he didn't do much of last year. I mean, Tim Patrick is the most consistent one that you have. Melvin Gordon, he's a fine running back. He's not special. And Noah Fant had a good year, not a special year. So that's why I think I would move him a little bit worse. But I said 13. Give me the verdict, please. You got me on the edge of my seat.
ESPN has the Broncos offensive arsenal. Last year, how about this? Last year, they were ranked 14th.
Oh, really?
In 2019, they were ranked 31st. I remember doing this.
Wow.
Because we were like, wait a second. You got Emmanuel and you got DT, I think, was still here.
Okay.
The Broncos were ranked this year 17th.
Okay.
So they did not end up in the top half of the National Football League.
Yeah.
Again, this is ESPN's list.
Yeah. And, the more I thought about it, then that's... that's the number I think they should be, Zach, honestly. I think that they should be, and it's a preseason projection, right? So I have higher hopes for them than that. At the end of the year, I think we should, and hopefully we'll say it's a top 10 skill position group, hopefully. But with the questions that I just raised, how can you really put them that high? And I put them 13. That's probably, like I said, a little bit too high there, but 17, 18, 17, yeah. I think that's a fair number from ESPN. I'm good with that.
Like you said, each guy you can kind of poke holes through. If you're doing a process like this, you can kind of poke, you can go guy by guy and poke holes through each guy. Jerry Jeudy fell short of expectation. KJ Hamler, Sutton coming off major injury. Noah Fant hasn't quite burst through, as a star yet. I think he's going to this year, but it hasn't quite burst through yet. Melvin Gordon's had fumble issues and was, second half of the year was good, but, wasn't the best case scenario we thought it could be. It wasn't as 2017. And, you got another rookie running back behind him. So, it's one of these things. Hey, you want to know what? We keep talking about the Broncos, like, we're in prove it mode. This is more fodder for that. Like this group, we're high enough, but they haven't earned anything yet. They haven't
That's
earned
right.
the right for ESPN to say, hey, this group's, going to be 10th because, they haven't done it yet. So right now it's just a forecast. So.
Well, and where do you think they'd be ranked at the end of the season? Is my question. Like, what's your projection for them?
With the current quarterback contract?
So at the end of the year, where should we look? Going into the year, I think that's fair, 17th skill position rank. But at the end of the year, where would you hope and think that we could put this group?
Reasonably?
Yes.
Between 9 and 11?
I like that because there's a lot of good ones, man. When you start like going through different groups, I mean, there's a lot of good ones. Out there, and I think that would be, if you could get inside the top 10, I think that would be a nice push forward. And, quarterback plays a big part of this also now.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I mean, how can you, wide receivers can't, throw the ball to themselves. So for them to have good years, they got to have competent quarterback play. So, yeah, I think that would be good. If we could say, man, I think they're top 10. I think they're right there, 10, 11, 9, right around there. I think that would be a really good year by this group.
So we'll see what it looks like. If you were going to buy stock in any one of those offensive skill position players, any one of them.
Two guys. You look at Noah Fant and Jerry Jeudy for me as guys that I would buy stock in. Because I do. I mean, Noah Fant, like, you know, you gave the numbers of who he outgained last year. And, I mean, was he? I don't remember where he was, top five, top seven.
I think he was sixth in tight end yards.
I mean, and didn't realize he was ranked that high and had, you know, those types of numbers compared to the rest of the league.
It's the touchdowns that need to go up for him.
It's the touchdowns, that's right.
Just three of them this past year.
Needs to be higher. It should be higher. And I think they will. I'm with you. So it's tough. That's tough for me because I do think that Jerry Jeudy's going to pop too. I mean, especially you give him Cortland Sutton on the other side. This is his second year in the league.
What does pop look like?
Things are slowing down. Over 1,000. Seven touchdowns. Six, seven touchdowns. I mean, that type of year. Catch-wise,
he had 52 as a rookie. Actually, that number might stay the same.
I think it goes up. I think because I think he catches more. I think he still, you know, he had a ton of opportunities last year.
He did.
Targets, but I think he catches more of them. Thinking mid-60s to low-70s.
Okay.
Type of year, over 1,000.
In that three-year forecast that ESPN did, like power rankings 3 years in advance, I read something. I couldn't believe what it said. It was that he was 188 yards below expectation. So, like, for an average receiver, they thought an average receiver would have... Let me just read it to you. It says, stat you need to know. Jeudy's career got off to a rocky start. No receiver recorded fewer completed air yards over expectation. I know you love that phrase.
I don't understand that.
I'm gonna simplify it for you.
Please.
No receiver recorded fewer completed air yards over expectation in 2020 than Jeudy at -188.
Uh-oh, numbers.
In other words,
thank you.
Based on the targets Jeudy received, we'd expect an average wideout to have recorded 188 more receiving yards through the air alone.
Okay. So he had so many targets that he should have had more yards. I got it, right? I mean, that's what they're telling me.
And real quick, that's just through the air. We've seen what Jeudy can do with it once he gets the ball.
Yes.
He can wreak havoc. So we'll see what it looks like here in year two. It's time for the next word in our fast lane to Cheyenne. We're giving away the grand prize of the year with tickets to Garth Brooks, Blake Shelton, Eric Church, and more at Cheyenne Frontier Days. Your next word is quarterback.
Oh.
Again, your word is quarterback. Listen to the drive later today for your final word to be in the fast lane to Cheyenne. I love it.
I know two words here, and I think I could almost put together the phrase.
Drink more Ovaltine?
No. What's that from?
It's an old Christmas story reference.
Yeah.
The guy gathers, the little kid gathers one word at a time for, like, you know, the whole Christmas season from Ovaltine to win this grand prize, and the secret phrase is drink more Ovaltine.
Gotcha.
Someone out there got it. Richie, yeah, anything you get the reference?
One person.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, he
didn't just
didn't laugh,
think it was
though.
Funny.
Right. Yeah. So, Stokely, your partner, the other guy, is really struggling today. I think he should apologize tomorrow by picking you up a coffee. I'm just saying, enjoy the show. Thanks, Bill. Yeah, I agree, Bill.
Why does Bill's text get red?
And
why would you read that one?
Because I think it's appropriate today. You know, you've been out for so long. You're just struggling.
I haven't been out. I was doing the morning show.
No, I know, but you've been off this show.
I was waking up at 4:45 in the morning.
You've been off of this show for so long that you've just struggled today kind of readjusting to this style and this life. And, you know, you got to pick your game up when you're working with somebody like me with Stink. You can just, you know, you can just do whatever. You know, I'm going to keep you on your toes a lot more than him. And so that's what Bill is saying. And Bill, we're sorry he can't bring me a coffee tomorrow because he is taking the day off again tomorrow. Tomorrow he's taking the whole day off again. So he can't. You know, he's not waking up at 4:45 either. He's going to take the day off and go golf or something. So there you go, Bill. So he can't bring me coffee. I mean, this guy's just living the life. I mean, I thought I missed a lot of days.
I am going to be a fan representative at the Ridge tomorrow in our fan golf tour.
Oh, you're going to represent the fan?
That's right.
Really?
That's right.
But you still have to take off work. I mean, I could have represented the fan if I wanted to take off work.
I asked you.
I don't want to take off work to, I don't want to. So I take off work for other things enough.
Yeah, golf.
No, usually not in state golf.
Well, see, okay, look at you. In state golf.
Right.
It is just stick it over there.
Just stick it over there.
All right.
You should go take some of that.
In-state golf. Who says that? In-state golf.
Usually it's a golf trip. That's what I'm saying. Usually when I take time off for golf, it's a golf trip.
You're hilarious. All right. A controversial Denver sports tradition is returning in 2021 that is sure to ruffle some feathers. We'll get into it next.
Oh, no.
Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I think I can't be sure, but I think one of my uncles is listening from Buffalo, New York. And just texted. If I had to guess, it'd be my Uncle Danny.
What about Uncle Joey?
I don't have an Uncle Joey.
Oh.
I'd have to cross trace the number, but I got a 716 number, which is a Buffalo area code. He said, I would love to say happy birthday to Owen tomorrow, the big number 3.
Well, you could say it to him tomorrow, but you're not working, right? I mean, that would be the ideal. Like, usually you tell your son happy birthday, you know, on the day of the birthday.
Right.
But since you're not working, you might as well do it today.
You are, I don't like you.
Huh?
I don't like, you heard what I said. I don't like you over there. happy birthday to him. I can't believe he's going to be 3, dude. I was just like in the delivery room. I'm sure you can speak to this more because you got, your kids are much older and it goes by so quick. It's hard to wrap my head around that my son is going to be 3 years old. Controversial Denver sports tradition is returning in 2021. I got it for the Lord. You remember this? I'm in love with the cocoa.
Oh, the cocoa.
Yes.
Wow, yes, okay, I know where we're going now.
A controversial Denver sports tradition is returning in 2021.
Unbelievable.
Richie decided to fire it while I'm saying happy birthday to my son.
Yes. That's what you get. That's what you get for messing up the teases and the breaks, he said.
Oh, my gosh. D-Max birdies were chirping last night. Von Miller officially has begun to promote on his social media accounts the famous Halloween party. It's back.
Say it ain't so.
Von on Instagram said, due to overwhelming demand, the Von Miller Halloween party is back. October 25th, 2021. All sports teams automatically invited. Rockies, Outlaws, Avalanche, Broncos, Rapids, Mammoth, and Nuggets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doing it big.
He's currently searching for an artist to headline the event and is currently taking suggestions.
Well, I mean, do you really believe that there was overwhelming, how did he put it?
He said, due to overwhelming demand.
You think, you really believe that?
I have no idea.
I really don't think that people were just like, hey, we got to do the Halloween party again. that it didn't happen that way. But whatever.
What do you think? It's kind of a funny topic, but it's a divisive topic. And I heard DMAC yesterday say, look, what are we doing? Like, this has been a bad football team. It's the worst NFL Broncos stretch ever.
Yeah.
Von Miller, you're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Last time you did this, it was, you know, a mess. TMZ branded as a Broncos players throw a cocaine-themed party. It wasn't a cocaine-themed party, but when you got guys dressing up, looking like they got cocaine on their face and carrying bags of nose beers, and you got a
good old nose candy.
You got a booger sugar.
There it is.
And you're bringing an artist whose number one song is, you know, yeah, I'm in love with the cocoa.
Yeah.
You're
going to leave yourself open to that.
Right.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Wow.
Chad Kelly ends up, you know,
in a living room,
getting in a fight with someone at the party, ends up in someone's living room, gets beat up with a vacuum hose.
Yeah.
what a debacle.
You know, I mean, what could have been with Chad Kelly? And where is a snake in the boot? Toy store. He was dressed up as Woody or something.
That's it. There's a snake in my boot.
If you don't get the reference here, there you go. I'll help you out there. You got Look, all right, I'm not going to read too much into this. The last one was a disaster, right? Chad Kelly has to own that. Obviously, he was out of his mind. So what are you saying? Just because you're a bad football team, you can't have, like, a party or you can't do certain things? I get it. It's
I think it's about the optics.
What are the optics, Zach? Well, I mean, you can't have a party? Can't throw a Halloween party because you're bad? Is that the optics? Like, I got to sit in my house 24/7 because we suck? I mean, like, tell me the optics. The optics because it was a disaster last time?
I think it's because a disaster, you're in the middle of your actual playing season, and it's not just like a party. Last time they had over 900 people come to it.
Yeah.
So it's a massive party being thrown by the face of the franchise, who, since the moment the ink dried on the contract, it's been the worst NFL stretch in Broncos history. That's the optic.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be the leader.
Yeah. I still don't have a problem with it. I really don't. Just hopefully everybody stays in line, you know, and there's no arrest. There's nobody getting cut because of it. Guys are going to have parties, even when you stink. So what are the optics of that? We can't have fun at all. We can't do certain things because we're a bad football team.
I have all the fun you want.
Right.
Go get twisted. Go do whatever you want.
I don't get where you're going then. What are the optics? And like, so then what are your expectations then? Is the party too big? Like, why is this a negative?
Because of kind of just what I said.
I go back to what I said, and you said you have no problem with it, but then you go back to what you say, and you're having a problem. I don't get what you're standing on here.
No, I'm not. Look, I really don't care. Like, go do whatever you want. I understand that side of it, that you're having a party with 900 people. Have you ever been to a party with 900 people?
That's probably a lot.
I've been to a lot of parties in my life. Yeah. Going to parties.
Who doesn't love to go to parties?
Party, dude.
Why?
I don't care.
Well, it sounds like you care.
No, I promise you I don't. But I'm saying I understand the optics. When you're the face of the franchise, you're a leader, right? The whole crystallization of, you know, I need to be better.
Right.
You know, but I'm going to throw a party during the season with 900 people. That was a complete debacle the last time, and we're going to run it back. I understand that side of it.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that side of it also, but I still, from my perspective, don't think it's a big deal and don't think it's an issue.
Think you will get the invite?
Well, I mean, I would say slim to none on that one, Zach. I mean, I think I'm right ahead of you on the invite list, and we're at the bottom of Denver's list there. So I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, and I'm not going to hold my breath to get that invite even if I got the invite, I can promise you I'm not going to it. That's not my cup of tea anymore. But for those guys, look, have fun. Enjoy it. It's a Halloween party. People have these types of parties all the time.
Perfect.
I have no issue with it at all. Just hopefully everybody stays in line and there's no issues. And we're not talking about it the next day that somebody, you know, walked into somebody else's house and got beat over the head with a vacuum hose.
Not ideal. Not ideal. Just this close from an opportunity, by the way. Here in Denver, you know, at that position, if you remember back to that season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he would have gotten a chance to play, Chad Kelly.
Yeah.
At some point.
Brandon Allen did.
Yes.
Because Flacco got hurt.
Rippon played last year. I mean, look at all the names that have played. You don't think Chad Kelly would have been one of them? So he really hurt himself, and he's looking for jobs everywhere. I mean, he's looking to get to a spot to stay. And, you know, it all kind of went downhill for him after that. I got to give a quick shout-out to my sister. She just flew into town. They're going up with their volleyball team from Louisiana.
Awesome.
Got in their car, and it was on this station, and she texted me. So shout-out to her, my niece Peyton, and their volleyball team. They're coming up here for a little retreat. So shout-out to them.
I love that. Yeah. They were here 2019. I remember you hosted them a cook for them all.
That's right. Yeah. You remember that? No cooking this time. I said, oh, it ain't happening.
I got to give a quick shout out to Chris. I was at the community pool this past week. He came up, says he listens every single day. He's a big fan of the show. Want to give him a shout out.
Did he recognize you because of how pale you were? Like he had like my, that has to be Zach Bach. Look how pale.
And then my guy AJ, who's a Home Depot a contractor, came and fixed my door yesterday.
What?
And he says, well. Oh, I know that voice. I listen to you in Stokely all the time, so I want to give him a shout-out as well.
Shout-out
to my son who's turning 3 tomorrow.
That? Happy birthday, Owen.
Get your phone out. Be caller number 4 right now to win a Space Jam A New Legacy prize pack, including a pair of complimentary tickets to see the movie. I watched the movie with my nephew. It was on HBO Max. Not bad. Not bad. All right, so caller number 4
right now. It's already on
HBO? It gets, like, double release, like, simultaneous, like, in theaters and on HBO Max.
Oh, cool.
303-713-1043, be caller number 4. Stoke, it was great being back with you today, and I look forward to not being with you tomorrow. Richie, behind the glass, thank you. We step aside for the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.